Sal is standing by on our Wester hotline. He's got his column, Sal's Sticks, up at WGRF550.com, and he's going to be in today with the Extra Point Show from 10 to noon. Good morning, Sal C.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right, man.
Good, Sal. Question for you. I'm going to ask you something and your take on this. You know, we're not necessarily thinking about the draft yet. They're going to have a fairly high pick, but maybe it's watching the Bears and the Rams. You know, we talk plenty about offense, and we know this team needs to address offense, but the more I watch this defense play, the more I feel like it's missing one piece. It's missing the terror on the edge. And Shaq Lawson's not that. Trent Murphy's not that. Jerry Hughes is a nice player, but he's not that. Do you feel like as they enter this offseason, the number one priority on their defense, we know they're going to talk about their offense. They're going to do a lot over there. But that they need some sort of wild game player on the front line. Somewhere up front, they need a difference maker.
No.
You don't think so.
I think the number one priority on defense is to find a second corner.
Okay.
Opposite Tre'Davious White. I think that other spot is needed. I think they think, and they have been able to at many times this year, generate pass rush with the guys they have. It'd be great to have a kind of guy like that. But when you have everybody healthy, I think Trent Murphy has been pretty good at getting the passer. Jerry Hughes had a good year. He's not putting up the numbers, the sack numbers. Lorenzo Alexander, he's at, what, 5.5, 6-something sacks, right? I mean, somewhere in there. I think it's been more by committee. So, yeah, that'd be great to have that guy, Jeremy. But I think if they're looking at, like, what's the number one thing they need on this defense, they're probably looking at a corner opposite Tre'Davious White, since it's been pretty much a revolving door all year.
Hmm. Okay.
Sal, let's go Josh Allen. Up and down day for him. You know, made a handful of nice throws, made some low throws, had a couple, actually three turnovers if you throw in the fumble. So we had Jacksonville, good day. We had Miami, really good day. What about Josh yesterday?
An uneven day. I think you could argue he took a step back, but there were a lot of really good things that he continued to do. So that was good. The turnovers are concerning. You can't have those, especially the careless ones, the fumble, and I think the first interception. I think the second interception, it's going to happen. They're expecting pass, obviously. It was a poor throw or a poor decision. I have to go back and look. You know, so it's on him, obviously. But I think the more concerning ones were the first two, not one when you're trying late in the game to try and come back in the final drive. But he also threw some really nice footballs, made some nice decisions again, ran super well again. As Jeremy pointed out, had some drops in there. So I think it was an uneven day, a day in which I don't think you could really say he was any better than he was in Miami, that's for sure. But I don't think it was a day to say, oh my gosh, this guy was just, you know, horrible. He still was, overall, he still was a guy that looked like, you know, it gave them a chance to win with some of the throws he made, some of the things he did. You know, and then little things that he did, like drawing them off sides and then throwing deep because he recognized he had a free play, right? I mean, that's going to go unnoticed in the box score, but that's a great step there for him, a nice growth. He knew that right away, and he went and he made that throw.
Yeah, it was kind of, I'm in agreement with you, and I think uneven is the word I was thinking about yesterday when I was sitting there after the game, because it was a rookie day. There were some up and downs. Even in there was one series he had, Sal, in the third quarter where he had a couple of really nice completions for 17 yards, and he threw two or three balls at the feet of receivers. It was just kind of a microcosm of what a rookie quarterback is dealing with. Having said that, how come nobody can run the ball other than Josh Allen on this football team? Their running game stinks.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, you know, they just aren't a good run blocking unit. They're not. I don't know. I mean, I want to say they don't have the guys behind Josh Allen, but I think they do. I think even Chris Ivory's a pretty nice back. You know, he can pop off some runs. He's a hard runner. They need to revamp what they're doing up there. Maybe it's scheme. I don't know, but they have to take a hard look at that in the offseason. And the reason why Josh Allen can run is because, you know, teams are respecting him throwing when he drops back, and he's athletic and he's strong. And when he gets out in the open field, you know, he's going against DBs, you know, and, you know, it's tough. He's tough to bring down. And, yeah, he can run away from some guys, but there's a lot of room out there for him. So, but I think overall it's just, this has been a struggle since day one this year to run the ball.
Yeah.
And it's something they have to take a really hard look at, how they're trying to either put the offensive line together or fit the scheme to what they want to do and their strengths and all those kinds of things. I don't think it's not a great offensive line. We know that. It's an average at best offensive line, and sometimes it's been a little better than that. Sometimes it's been a lot worse than that. But I think they need to figure out how they can run the ball and what kind of scheme they want to employ and who they should have up there doing it.
They had a rough day yesterday, the line.
Yeah.
With blitzes, stunts, whatever the Jets were throwing at them, it seemed like there was a lot of confusion, breakdowns, pocket collapse from time to time. It was not a good day for the offensive line.
No, not at all. So, Sean McDermott's going to have a lot to look at, including, do you have the right coach there? Do you have the right scheme there? Do you have the right personnel there? Everything. All those things are on the table once the season ends now.
Yeah. Sal's with us. If you got any questions, 803-0550, 888-552-550. What'd you make of the Bills' defense? It's having a really good day when all is said and done. I mean, they held the quarterback to, 170 yards passing. The Jets' running game did nothing. And yet at the end of the day, you look at the fourth quarter and they gave up touchdown drives of 85 and 61, and they end up, the Bills end up losing the football game. So how do you assess the defense's day? I bet those guys were frustrated. No Sal.
No Sal.
We lose Sal.
Okay.
Well, we'll see if we can find Sal. He's out there somewhere in the world. He's in limbo. No? All right. We'll try and reestablish him. 803-0550 to join. I think he's calling us back in. 888-550-2550. It's the Gremlins. So we're going to hook up, right? Okay, we're good. We're going to go old school with Sal. All right, we lost you, but you're back. We're going old school with the phone line.
At least it wasn't in the middle of my answer. I don't know what happened there.
Like the question and you decided just to end the interview.
You asked me about the defense. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you make of their day yesterday?
I mean, you can't give up those long drives. The defense should have closed this game out. The offense wasn't great. It gave them a chance to win. It scored early, had a lead in the fourth quarter twice. The Jets came back down and, they held the lead. I should say the Jets scored to cut it. The Bills extended it back. The Jets scored again to take the lead. So, they had an 11-play drive and a 9-play drive in a game in which they were winning in the fourth quarter. You just can't have that. The thing that's been really missing from this defense this year has really been the turnovers. And, they did get one yesterday from Tremaine Edmonds. Obviously, they won on a special team yesterday, but they need to have those once in a while, more often than they have, in order to give themselves more of a shot. They've talked about that, but yesterday was a day in which they were set up to win the game. So I thought they played pretty well for the most part, for the most of the game. If you look at the stats, stats-wise, the whole game, I think the defense played pretty well when you look
right
at the numbers.
Right.
But it's one of those deals where you got to be better than you were in the fourth quarter and close that game out, and that's what is disappointing about it.
In your column, one of the guys you wrote about was Steven Hauschka. Now, he's had back-to-back games that are un-Hauschka-like. But I also wonder, I know he hit the 29-yarder after halftime, but then he missed the 54-yarder, and I think a lot of us are wondering if maybe something was wrong with him physically after the cheap shot at the end of the first half. What's going on with him? Anything to be worried about?
Well, I think, A, that is part of it. He got hit, and that was ridiculous, that hit that he took.
Yeah.
So you have to wonder how much that was impacting him. He just didn't look totally right in the second half. Then they were squibbing the kicks, and I think that was also partly because of what happened with, Andre Roberts in his return game. And he's also had a revolving door at holder,
right,
and not that should matter a whole ton of heck of a lot, but, for guys who are just really dialed into every little detail, I'm sure that little bit, that difference, the timing, the hold, the placement, everything is going to matter. So, there's probably a lot going on there, and, it's on him too. He's just not having as good of a year as we saw from him last year. I still think he's had a pretty good year, and, he still makes some big kicks, but, it's certainly not the year we grew accustomed to and what the bar was and the expectations were for him this year.
Sal with us on our Wester hotline here. Bob and Derby, you're on with Sal on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. I know it was technically a legal hit, but when Hauschka got leveled at the end of the first half, shouldn't it have at least been an unnecessary roughness penalty against the defense? And the other comment is, I'm really getting sick and tired of the referees and their lack of throwing penalties. Maybe because we just don't have the same quality referees who have the you-know-what to stand up and make a call.
That's the only play I can think of from yesterday. I didn't think the officials had a bad game. I was far more annoyed at some of the stuff in Miami. But, yeah, that could still be a blindside hit. Couldn't they throw some kind of flag there?
I think, yeah, or a defenseless player. I don't know. It wasn't really a peelback block, I guess, right? I mean, you could have called that. It was totally unnecessary, right? It's just ridiculous. I mean, come on. And targeted a kicker from the side almost behind like that. Maybe they could have even called a block in the back. You know, it was pretty close to that as well. I didn't have a problem with the officials yesterday. They did a good job on the one play on the out of bounds where they didn't. They ruled originally that the clock was going to run because of the injury, and then they went back and looked. They made the correct decision. I actually thought the Bills got a nice freebie on the Jets, and I didn't think that. I think it was Leonard Williams got his hands on Josh Allen. Josh fell. I didn't think that was roughing the passer. I would have been super upset if that was on the Bills going the other way. So, yeah, there were a few calls here or there for both teams, but I didn't think the officials were any sort of big reason why the Bills lost this game.
We will see you in a couple hours.
Okay, guys, thanks.